Good morning, Greater Sudbury. Here are a few stories to start your day on this Thursday morning. City to observe National Day for Truth and Reconciliation. The City of Greater Sudbury has released its holiday schedule for National Day for Truth and Reconciliation on Friday. In a media release including the holiday schedule, the city also encourages people to take part in events and ceremonies marking the day. To learn more about residential schools, consider what each of us can do to advance reconciliation with Indigenous peoples and to recommit understanding the truth of our shared history. A National Day for Truth and Reconciliation event is taking place at Bell Park on Friday, courtesy of the Indigenous Community Collective with support from the city. The event will include a sunrise ceremony at 7 a.m. and storytelling, performances and Anishinaabe food and craft vendors from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Admission is free for people of all ages, and guests are encouraged to wear orange. Read the full story here. Emergency in Wequimkong ends peacefully. Wequimkong Unceded Territories Ogama Kwe, Rachel Manitowabi, released a statement at approximately 3:30 p.m. that tribal police had notified her that the shelter in place is lifted after the man at the center of an armed and dangerous investigation turned himself into Wequimkong Tribal Police shortly after 2 p.m. Wednesday. We want to advise the community that the current situation has come to a peaceful end, the statement reads. We are very fortunate that no one was harmed. A community member who was at the center of the search has turned himself into the authorities safely and peacefully. The shelter in place has been lifted. An emergency order was issued Wednesday advising residents to shelter in place at Wequimkong Unceded Territory while police hunted a suspect considered armed and dangerous. The original alert was sent to a number of communities as the alert ready system does not allow police to send the warnings out to targeted areas. The person in question is a 39-year-old man. He's described as standing 6'1" with long black hair and a mustache. He is of average build and wearing black jeans and a camouflage sweater. Read the full story here. Ward 7 candidates prove united on a few fronts during debate, though their plans of action might differ. The four candidates vying for Ward 7 in the October 24 municipal election appeared united on several key fronts in relation to Capriel. Reopening the long-closed Capriel Ski Hill was one of a handful of topics candidates agreed on during Monday night's debate at the Capriel Arena, though their approaches differed. The city would probably be willing to put the engineer forward, and we'd use volunteers then to run it through the Lions Club, perhaps, or through students needing volunteer hours, Randy Hazlett said. Charge a price that would cover the cost of operating the facility, but again, if it's not viable when we look at the numbers the property should be sold and a private person could start a business opportunity, then, and run it, so that Capriel could have a ski hill. Read the full story here. Tree chopped down at the Refettorio site in a disappointing turn. The large tree at the Refettorio outdoor theater site has been chopped down. An arborist looked at the tree and determined it was already, quite dead, and would pose a potential hazard in the event it were to remain standing, Yes Theatre founder Alessandro Costantini told Sudbury.com. We really, really wanted to keep it, he said, adding they didn't have any other choice but to chop it down. The tree had been worked into various conceptual drawings for the outdoor theatre project on Durham Street. Now that the tree has come down, it will be replaced by other greenery to ensure there's still a natural presence. The whole wall on the left side, we're putting a garden wall so there will be greenery growing up the entire left side of the space, Costantini said. It'll take some time, of course, it's not going to be there the first year, but we're going to ensure there's lots of plant life there. Read the full story here. Mayoral Town Hall on Green, Social Justice Issues set for October 3. The public has been invited to attend an in-person mayoral candidate town hall meeting on October 3. Which will also be live-streamed on Rethink Green social media channels. The event will take place from 7 to 9 p.m. at Sudbury Indie Cinema, 162 Mackenzie Street, and is billed as an opportunity to hear from the mayoral candidates, see their responses to important community issues and ask your questions. Those planning on attending in person are asked to register at livablesudbury.org/vote2022. To show community care and consistent with public health information, masking will be required to be as safe and accessible as possible for all, according to a media release issued by the organizing parties. Masks will be available at the door. Questions can be submitted ahead of time to clsudbury@live.com or in the Facebook event page. During the event, questions can be submitted in person, or online on the livestream. Read the full story on the Sudbury.com homepage. Cubs sharpening claws for weekend doubleheader. The Greater Sudbury Cubs are gearing up to take on Sault Ste. Marie in NOJHL hockey action this week. On Thursday night, the Cubs will be looking for revenge against the Sioux Eagles after falling 3-1 to them on September 23. Game time at the Jerry McCrory Countryside Sports Complex is 7:05 p.m. In addition to the game, Thursday's match will also recognize the National Day of Truth and Reconciliation on September 30. The first 100 fans will receive an Every Child Matters orange t-shirt courtesy of Creator's Choice. Members of Wanapite First Nation will also be on hand to participate in a ceremonial face-off. Then on Saturday night, the Cubs host the Sioux Thunderbirds. Game time is 7:35 p.m. and, because it's a Sudbury Saturday night, Stompin' Tom music will be played throughout the evening, the team said. The Cubs currently sit in third place in the NOJHL's West Division behind two of the top 20 ranked teams in the country in recent CJHL rankings, namely Espanola and Blind River. Tickets for the games are available at the door, with family passes priced at $30 for a family of six. High of 15 and sunny today. Expect a lovely September day with a high of 15 under sunny skies. Fog patches will dissipate over the morning. The UV index today is 4, or moderate. Tonight, the skies will stay clear with fog patches developing after midnight. The overnight low is 2 with risk of frost.